Are we on?
All right, we're on.
We're on.
Okay, so now everybody calm down. We have three people in my apartment.
We have a menage a trois.
It doesn't sound as great as it sounds.
It's not. Nobody's naked yet, but we can get naked later if you guys want. Well, I'm really open to anything.
Well, we have mostly a male audience.
So I'm the female, and I'll get naked. I have big boobies, too.
Wow.
Just saying.
What
would you like to call me? Hurricane Tracy, since when I walked in the door tonight, I broke Danny's fire extinguisher.
I have a fire extinguisher.
He's very distinguished.
It's actually, it doesn't work so good. But
I broke it.
It's been here forever. It's never been moved. And for some reason, the hurricane that Tracy is just... I don't think he even bumped into it. It was just...
Shut the door.
You shut the door. The whole thing fell. Almost was on fire. We had to call the police department.
Yeah. I was looking for hot firemen. It was totally hot for me. But that's how strong I am, people. I shut the door and I broke the fire extinguisher, Danny's words.
By the way, we already have a comment from our regular listener, British Mark.
Hi, British Mark.
British Mark lives in England.
Hi, British Mark in England. I've been to England. Lovely.
He lives in the country.
In the country of England,
I got that. With his wife, Sonia, and he listens to us while he does the dishes.
I love... You know what Danny told me tonight when I got here? That he doesn't even do dishes. So bravo to you, British Mark, doing dishes.
But Tracy, if I was married, I would do the dishes.
You'd be a typical man like every other man. You wouldn't do dick. Anyway, moving on.
If I was having sex on a regular basis, I would sacrifice
myself.
Yeah,
that's true. Guys will do a lot for sex.
I would. I would even do a dish. I would even wipe it, clean it, and I would lick it, and then... Clean it again. But anyway, just to catch you up to date, we've done 100 episodes or so about nothing. And me and Ryan and I are sort of, usually he's the voice of reason. I'm a little bit more idiotic. I don't know where you fit into this, but I would like to lead with something that I was taken by. I realized while you called in.
Okay.
You called in, it was a very effortless 35 minutes, and I realized that we're not that different.
Right.
You are a woman, I'm a man, Ryan's a man.
That's different to... we're not that different, but in the woman versus man category, I'm going to say we are different. Moving on.
But that's why I was doubly or thirdly amazed that the things that we were talking about were similar. You had the same amount of disgust and being jaded about life that we do.
Yeah.
And... there was no topic that where I felt like, oh, she's a woman, she's going to talk about shopping. So here's my question.
Not
to you.
Stereotypical at all, but go on. Your question for me.
My question for you is this: where do our similarities begin, and where do they end? Like, when did you become a woman?
It kind of starts when you're around 11 or 12 and they give you that talk and they teach you what a tampon is. That's not what you meant?
I know what a tampon is. I use it sometimes to comb my hair, but that's neither here. But
it makes it smooth.
No, but I do feel like it's... I get confused talking to women such as yourself because you, sometimes I feel like we're on the same page and we're talking about, like, you know, shitting and farting and all those things. And then suddenly you'll go into woman land.
So this is the thing, though, okay? And this is where, to all of the listeners, the four of you out there.
No, we have 10.
The 10 of you out there. So the thing is, I think, where I am extremely full of myself is that I feel I am unique because I feel most women would not come here tonight and talk about shitting and farting. As a matter of fact, Danny was ordering pizza tonight. We were talking about what kind of toppings on the pizza. One thing I'll tell you is I am a vegetarian. I do not eat meat, nothing that had a mother. No meat, no fish, whatever, but that's a side note. So I was like, oh, you know, mushrooms, onions, peppers, whatever. So he's going to get everything. And I said, you know what? Leave off the onions because we don't want to get gassy.
Right.
So this is where I feel I'm unique because I do feel like most women wouldn't even admit to the fact that they're gassy.
No, but that's still a guy thing. Like, when do you become a woman and where you talk about things that I really I like. I love to talk about gas. I'll talk about it.
I'll talk about gas all the time. God love Beano and Gas X people.
But you do like to shop, I think.
So this is the thing. I'm not the girly girl that shops. Like, oh, we have to go get Louboutins and blah blah blah. Blah, blah. Fuck that. When I shop,
right.
I shop cheap.
Okay.
I like Marshalls. I do like shopping. I love clothes.
Marshalls.
Okay? Marshalls, TJ Maxx, cheap shit.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So I like shopping. I like getting my nails done. I get my nails done all the time. I like having my hair done. I'm a week late to get my hair done, and I'm horrified that my roots are showing. So those are my girly things. Okay. On the other hand, mm-hmm. the separate side of me is tonight mm-hmm. is opening night of Devils hockey, and I'm not fucking watching the game, and I'm fucking furious.
Are we talking about hockey?
Oh, NHL hockey. New Jersey Devils, baby. If you're a Rangers fan, stop fucking listening right now. I hate
you. Okay. All right, everybody.
Anyway,
everybody calm down. Now, this is the point of the show, and I didn't think it was going to happen so soon, that I start to feel very emasculated. Because I don't give a shit about hockey or any sport.
Me neither.
Okay. You don't have to.
What did you start this hockey thing?
You know, my brother got me into it years ago. My brother got me into NFL football when we were kids. So we're originally from Jersey. Long story of how we ended up in California and then Texas. I will never go back to Texas. If anybody here lives in Texas, I'm really sorry, but I hate your fucking state.
No, we only have an audience in like Ghana. Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. I love that. Oh, Belgium. I've been to Belgium. I fucking love it. So my brother got me into NFL football when it was like the 80s. It's like a long story. And then we moved back here, thank Christ, in 83, I think. And then he kind of got me into hockey. And I was like, you know, twirling my hair. Hockey, ew, it's so violent, ew. Right. Go to a hockey game, I fucking love
it. But do you like it because of the sport or because it's hot guys hitting each other?
No. I love the skill to me is amazing. So my thing with athletes, like actors, if you are an athlete, and I'm talking a hockey player, those guys, the conditioning. First of all, you got to ice skate. I've been on ice skates twice in my life. My big fat feet, I can barely stand up. I'm on my fat ass.
No.
Just standing up on the skates, but then trying to skate around. It moves so fast. Those guys, the ability of those athletes is fucking incredible.
I agree.
But then add that they're hot.
Ryan's got a quick comment about hockey. Yes. Hockey.
The extent to which I like hockey is that I find the sound of the hockey puck as it gets hit and travels across the ice and the clanking of the hockey sticks. I find that sound to be very, very soothing. That's it.
Wow.
I love that. That's very zen of you.
Try to expound on that.
Yeah.
By the way, Tracy, British Mark, one of our only
fans. Hi, British Mark.
Well, he knows that you're here.
British Mark, you know I'm here.
He thinks more than on one occasion that Ryan is a very deep thinker. And it's comments like that really make it. I mean, the sound of the... You know what? I don't even care about the sound. I don't care about hockey. I'll be the first one. I'm the host here. I can say whatever I want.
Say whatever you want.
I don't care about hockey.
Good for you. Fuck hockey.
I don't fucking care. I don't care.
Fuck hockey.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care about the host.
I'll watch basketball.
Okay.
But I also like the sound of the ball being dribbled on the hard court,
on the basketball. Yep. Yeah.
If you ever played basketball, Ryan, I imagine you like John Travolta in Grease. Like really like, you know, just like bouncing it like that.
And then like grabbing your cigarette and being like, fuck
I actually,
you, right?
I'll tell you people, I actually am I know it's hard to believe, I'm actually a good athlete. I could play tennis. I could beat Aunt Ginny in tennis. And
that's very impressive. And, yeah, well, Jenny, we're really sorry.
She is 74. But I mean...
but she can still beat her, and that's what's important.
No, it is traumatic. When I was a kid, Aunt Jenny drilled, no pun intended, tennis into my... Like, she would actually... She would yell at me a lot. So now when I beat her, it's a real bit.
And tennis is a great sport. Any sport where someone is athletically conditioned to... I mean, like, please. I took a fucking Zumba class last night for an hour with a bunch of other middle-aged women. I came home, I thought I was going to pass out.
To people that don't know, Tracy here is actually in good shape. And I also, we should tell people, we were 20 minutes in, they don't know who you are. Tracy...
is a legend in her own mind.
She is known around here. Can I just give you a label?
Do it.
Can I give you a label?
She would be...
I hate to label... But I'll do
it. Just do it.
I want to label if it's a good one.
She's the Meryl Streep of our community theater.
I kind of am.
I mean, and when you see Tracy on stage, it's very hard to take your eyes off of her, whether she's clothed or not clothed. It doesn't seem to matter.
And the reason he says that is because I did The Graduate, and I came out topless, and I was totally naked, and it was fucking great. But first of all, I'm not kidding. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was very, very kind.
I mean, I don't call you Meryl Streep. Other people
do. No, other people do. But that's very
I'll call you more like...
full of yourself.
Like, who's the sister on Family Ties? Like...
Mallory?
No, Justine Bateman. You're the... For me, you're the Justin
Bateman. I'm the Justine Bateman.
No, you are the... Whatever. I mean, we don't want labels. I'm more like the Danny DeVito of community theater. And you're more like... I don't know what you are.
We need to figure out what you are yet. I'm feeling a little Matthew McConaughey over here.
Oh. Don't you think? All right.
All right.
He was from Texas, though, right?
Yes, I fucking hate Texas, but that's okay.
Would you have sex with Matthew McConaughey? Apparently, no. He smells bad.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Smells are extremely important, and British Mark and everybody else that's listening, which is the five of you.
Why are you singling him out?
I just want you to know.
He showers.
Right. No, this is what I mean. But I think British Mark and everybody else, you will agree with us.
I've smelled British Mark. He smells good and British.
Smells are important.
It's not Irish Spring, it's British Spring.
Irish Spring, it's British Spring. Good smells are important. I shower like 3 times a day.
You're preaching to the choir.
Right? Like, you gotta smell good, people.
How did we get into the smelling? Oh, I said that Matthew McConaughey doesn't smell good.
Right. So anyway, moving backwards.
Okay.
Anyway, Ryan is Matthew McConaughey, but clean.
Okay. Matthew McConaughey, by the way?
There's something about it. There's this intensity, and there's this great... This is
the tragic flaw right here. He's got the intensity.
He does.
I got no intensity.
You got nothing.
I'm like the opposite of intensity. I'm like Jew. Like, Jew transparent. You know? I'm like, you just see the Star of David when you look into my soul.
So, for every time I come over here, which is today, but every time I think of you, I think of, Mel Brooks' History of the World. We're on a mission to convert the Jew. That's what I think of every time I think of you.
Good.
Jew.
Have you seen Mel Brooks' History of the World? You know, I saw it when I was a kid, but I don't remember anything about it.
Get out of here.
I live here.
Shut up. haven't seen it? Okay.
Tracy, I know Silent Movie.
Silent Movie's great. Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles. The fact that you don't know his... Spaceballs, fucking brilliant. Anybody that knows History of the World and doesn't know...
Yeah.
I can't believe that Danny doesn't know the Spanish Inquisition.
Tracy, I've lived it. I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, you don't need
to
watch it.
I've lived the History of the World.
But we have a mission. I can't believe you don't even know
what I'm saying. I'll watch it.
To convert the Jew.
Nobody knows what you're saying.
Everybody knows but you.
British Mark is like, what is wrong? By the way...
What is wrong with her?
Do you want to hear British Mark's remark about you?
I would love to hear British Mark's remark about me. That was terrible. Oh, my fucking Eliza Doolittle.
You sound a lot more coherent than he does.
I want to hear it. What is British Mark?
He's been on our show. He sounds like...
So what do you think of me? He thinks I'm a whore.
No. He didn't say anything about you, your sexual nature.
But in British, you know.
But in British.
He said she's a nice tramp.
She's like a lady of the night.
She's a nice tramp. She's a lady of the night.
No, he said that you're very funny.
Thank you, British Mark.
And he also said that he asked me if you ever take a breath.
Oh, my God. Are you adorable, British Mark? No. And that's kind of the problem.
I think he's blushing very Britishly.
Are you blushing right now? That's kind of adorable, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. He's very cute. I'll show you a picture. He looks like a very smart, zen-looking, like Picasso. Like, he's got a little, you know, little thing.
The little,
But underneath it, he's empty inside. Empty.
Like all of us.
Okay, let's talk about emptiness.
Emptiness.
Great subject.
All right. Because it was fifth on my list of topics. Was emptiness.
Danny had a whole set of topics.
You know what? Do you want me to read you the list and you choose which one?
Yes. Don't you want
that,
right?
You want to
do that? Sounds good.
All right.
I'm actually not too used to us sticking to a...
No, we're not sticking to it. This is...
Wait. I'm actually not used to you, like...
Right. This is... Well,
that he really prepared you. Usually you'll have a line or two of something.
Having a woman over, it's a huge thing.
Having a... What, the pressure on me, guys. I feel like the fact that there's a woman here, I'm supposed to take my clothes off.
No. Well, that's your...
That's totally up to me, I know. Nobody's going to say no.
I've never said no to anybody taking their clothes off.
Good for you.
Except for Ryan. Make it as good. Because we're not really gay, but there's nothing wrong with that.
But there's nothing wrong.
Okay. By the way,
this is Danny's topic list.
I was going going to start with, first of all, we're drinking a red...
Tracy's drinking a bottle of red wine.
My first question was going to be, is three bottles enough?
No.
Oh.
Well. I didn't even... Is three... So Danny had three bottles of wine available. I offered to bring some, but he said he had some. Three bottles of wine.
Well, I didn't want your first visit here to be out of your own pocket.
Is that sweet?
Yeah. That's and, really and I'm nice. Jewish, and I'm very stingy.
Right, like... Yeah. And I'm Italian, and all we do is fucking drink. No, three bottles may not be enough, but I'll try to curtail it. It's okay. Like an 8-mile drive home, I can make it. Officer, I've driven way drunker than this.
Okay, well, to all the police officers out there,
thank just you very much.
Keep on. Okay, so that was going to be my first topic, but I that would have been...
First topic was whether I'm an alcoholic or just is three bottles enough.
No, three bottles enough.
Three bottles is not enough.
The next topic was Tracy being a woman, and how she's like us and how she's different. I think we answered that.
I think we answered that question.
Okay, the Meryl Streep of our area. Well, you could choose among these. We don't have to...
Well, let's hear them.
Okay, first of all, number 5, does she have non-actor friends? 6, is she not a lesbian? 7, online dating horror stories.
8. Oh my God, I have some.
I know, I'm sure you do.
I do. 8.
What would you say your biggest problem is in your life? And we know it's your mother.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have material on that. Number 9, are you always as dramatic as you seem to be?
First of all, we can stop right here. Yes. Go on. Go on.
Number 10, why is old Hollywood better than new Hollywood?
Oh, I could do fucking an entire podcast series this on that. Go on.
I know. That was a scary topic to bring
that
up.
You should... seriously. I know,
that should have been the first topic.
That's my own fucking show, people. Go
Number
on.
11 includes Ryan, for a change.
For a change. Oh, besides.
Why are we still alone? And number 12, what's wrong with us? Number 13... favorite TV movie or song. 14, shitting stories.
What stories?
Shitting stories.
Shitty stories.
I have a few of those. You don't have to participate. If you don't want to, you don't have to participate in that.
Okay.
I do enough for all of us. Number 15, how to embrace a boring day. I don't know. I guess I was having a boring day when
You're
I thought
having a boring
this.
Day.
16, the mind of Tracy. That's all I got.
Fascinating.
17. Favorite word?
Fuck.
Oh, well, all right.
Done.
Let me cross that one out.
You're gonna cross out fuck.
18.
Done.
What would you want God to say to you when you enter the pearly gates?
Considering I don't believe in God, this one's off the table. Go on.
Ah, well, and God, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. She's sure. Just a friend. She's I'm not really that close to her. Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, she's not going to enter the pearly gates. She's going to fly through in a convertible. What would God say to you? 19. Oh, questions that you would like to ask us.
Oh.
That could be good. 20, favorite Beatle. 21, British Mark feedback. We did that. Number 22, have you always wanted to perform? 23, are we all cursed?
That's a great list.
I did that in 5 minutes.
First of all, I love that list. Second of all, you know what I'd like to start with? I'd like to start with learning more about Ryan.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Only reason I say that, people, including British Mark, the only reason I say that, because I don't even know Ryan
Nobody
very
does.
Well.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
I've done 100 shows with him. I don't know who he is.
See, okay. And see, this is good. So I think...
But let's start gently.
Let's start gently. So we don't have to dig into everything.
Okay. What would be the first question on your list?
Ryan... What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, that ship has long sailed.
Yeah, for me too.
Any sort of hope I had,
well,
is when you were pretty much gone.
Is gone. Okay.
Are we talking about jobs or like personalities?
No. I mean, like, well, you and I are like dead to the world, right? Like, we're old, we're dead.
Don't let me in with your dead ship. I'm thriving.
I have
a show opening up tomorrow night. That second weekend
with another
I'm
actor.
Juror number 3.
You're juror number 3. No, I think, I feel like we all had such hope when we were kids.
Okay, well, you know what? When you were young.
When you were younger.
Like, so much younger than today.
So then, did you ever need anybody's help in any way?
Did you want to be, like, a cowboy or an astronaut?
Astronaut, for sure.
Astronaut, really?
Really?
Okay.
I could see you being in space, like, not talking to anybody.
That was really cool. But the problem is, you know.
What's the problem?
Where a lot of the things kind of went astray was, you know.
Oh, no.
You know. You know, obviously, I had the dream of being an astronaut, and I had that dream of being an actor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of thoughts, mm-hmm. you know.
Maybe feelings.
Thoughts, maybe feelings. And,
yeah. I want to be a cowboy.
See, I
Can I just
the idea of being a cowboy actually is appealing.
Okay.
Can I just say that I once brought a makeshift gun to kindergarten class? This is a story I haven't thought about in my head, but now it's coming out because this is what these podcasts do.
Brilliant.
I brought it to class, and the teacher, the Israeli teacher, took my makeshift gun, and she hid it. The whole day, I was so upset, and I had a cowboy hat that I wore.
You didn't have your gun.
And I didn't have my gun.
Well, and that's what destroyed you as a child, and that's why you're alone today.
You should be a therapist.
I really should.
Yeah, right? But why did she do that? Why did she take it away from me? I mean, it was a good looking, like, I mean, I'm not handy, so somebody did it for me, I guess. But I would
take a lot of the fun out of it.
And yeah. I in Israel, I had stairs and trees. It was a perfect place for a cowboy to live out his fantasies.
Okay, you understand what's going on in Israel right now. I think the idea of a gun in Israel sort of.
But like, we're going back to my childhood.
They don't want to promote a quote unquote culture of violence,
right?
I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying she took my gun away, and I hope she's dead.
She probably is, and fuck her.
That was the beginning of teachers taking stuff away from me. Then I had in physics class in sixth grade with Monica Moscovich, the teacher. Seventh grade, whatever. It was like a project in physics class, and she held it up, and she said, "Don't do it like Danny did." That's how bad it was. Monica Moscovich. Fucking
that
Russian
whore. Russian bitch. Fuck her. Fuck all of that.
I'm sorry. That was my cowboy experience.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's harsh.
Thank you. I'm hugging him right now.
You can't see it, but I'm hugging him.
It's a real authentic, real hug, not a bro hug.
This is the first breaththrough that we've had. I feel cathartic right now. Oh, really? Yeah, I've had a breaththrough. You guys have no breaththroughs.
We've had no breakthroughs.
That's fine.
You're the same people that you were.
We're bitter and alone. Yeah.
Well, so, what did you want to be?
First of all, woman, man, blah, blah, blah.
Woman, man, blah, blah, blah.
Remember, like, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
What did I want to be when I was a
princess.
Kid? No. Fucking skinny. So I was a fat, first of all.
Were you really fat?
Seriously. There's not one picture of me from birth to like age 14 without food in my fucking mouth. Okay?
But were you actually physically?
Were you like a certain individual we know in the... Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And so here's the other thing.
Where was it manifested? In the thigh?
In my fucking fat thighs. Right. And my ass. Oh my God. I had a gigantic ass. Okay.
Wow. That sounds gigantic.
And this is the thing. So when you're a kid, this is what people do, right?
I was a fat kid.
Say that again?
I was a fat kid as well.
Right. And my brother, that motherfucker, was a skinny piece of shit. So on top of the fact that I was this fat house with one eyebrow, because my eyebrow grew to fucking gether, right? Like, and gigantic hair that didn't fit through the door.
Is your mustache growing yet?
My mustache was coming in and my sideburns were coming in, right?
Wow.
And my brother was this skinny athlete.
Right.
So on top of the fact that I was fat and ugly, my brother used to call me Jello Butt. Okay? So when I was a kid, instead of dreaming of being a doctor or a lawyer, you know what I dreamt of? Being skinny.
Wow. Well, you accomplished it.
And thank you very much. But at the, like, I was like, and that's why probably all of us.
Right.
went into acting.
To be skinny?
You got to, no, because you got to be somebody else. You didn't have to be who I got, you were.
Right. I got into acting so I wouldn't... What did I get?
I did it for external validation.
There you go. Yeah. Right? That's what it is.
Well, we all know that it's internal validation that's the most important.
Yeah, but no one really ever really... holds on to that for too long.
You're exactly
they try to drill that into your head, but
they're full of shit. They're full of shit. As much as we're like, no, internal validation is important. I wanted to be
John Ritter on Three's Company. That's what I wanted to be. And the $6 Million Man.
Lee Majors.
I wanted to be, that's before your time a little
bit. That's way before, Lee Majors. I wanted to be the Bionic Woman. Oh my God. And Linda Carter on Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't even seen the new Wonder Woman. I'm sure she's great, but to me, Wonder Woman.
The Israeli woman, she's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure she's wonderful.
Gal Gadot.
She's a terrible actress.
Oh, really? Terrible actress. I'd sleep with her.
She was in Death in the Nile. The best part was when her character got killed.
Well, I did see that. Yeah, she wasn't very
She was
good.
Out of her element. But anyway, I'm going to defend her. I'm going to defend her.
She's
but anyway,
hot as fuck, though, I'll tell you.
I used to, you know how pathetic I was? I used to write on a piece of paper what I'm going to be the next day, put it under my pillow, and then I'd wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, today I'm the $6 million man. And that was like my, and that lasted for about 2 seconds, because I couldn't really jump, you know?
Right, we couldn't jump. We couldn't do, I couldn't do the stuff the Bionic Woman did, and I was too stupid to realize why.
But do you think all people that go into performing are defective in some way?
Yes. okay, yes. So, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Was Nathan Lane defective?
He probably, this is the thing, he probably thought he was defective.
Okay.
So here's the deal. And this is where we'll get all kind of like philosophical on your ass. Okay?
We don't have to.
No, but we are. Because I'm here and we're gonna.
Okay.
So here's one thing I'll tell you. I'm a huge LGBTQ advocate. Right? So,
that means
huge.
That means you like everybody.
This is my thing. So as Nathan Lane, like whatever... You and I'm pointing at them, but you guys can't see it. Ryan and Danny and me, we're all straight.
Right.
Cisgender. So we will never truly understand what it is like being LGBTQ, no matter if we were fully supported by family and friends.
Right.
We will, and how many of our friends that are LGBTQ were fully supported? But even if they were, we will never truly understand
the plight.
What that is like.
Right.
We just won't. You, and also, no shit, all three of us are fucking white. Okay? You're white. The three of us have privileges. But we just happen to have them. But we will never know what it's like for people without our privilege.
Right.
And many times people will go into the arts to get that validation. First of all, they're talented to begin with, right? But like...
Hopefully.
But to get that love. What is applause? Applause is love. When people applaud for you, they're basically saying, I validate you. I love you. Right? And you may have had love when you were a kid.
No, right? Whatever I had was fake.
You may have had it.
Fake news.
I told the boys before I got here, I'll spend an entire podcast on my fucking relationship with my father. It's a long story. That applause is love.
Right.
And it's instant and it's right there.
Right.
So you have to be, in my mind, to some degree, lacking something where you need that.
Yeah, that's right. British Mark is never going to accomplish anything in his life because he doesn't need that validation. He's happy.
Because he's British Mark. Go ahead,
the worst part of seeking that validation is even when you get it, you feel like you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
It becomes a never-ending cycle.
Fucking Ryan is a genius because he's right.
You think he's a deep thinker too?
No, that was fucking genius because even when I get that validation, I'm like, oh, I didn't earn this.
Right.
What did I really do?
Right.
Why are these people applauding me? What the fuck did I do?
Who am I?
I'm nobody.
But now you like yourself better.
I like myself better now.
I see your eyes. I could see into your eyes. You want me to look at your breasts, but I'm looking into your eyes.
I really want him to look at my breasts, but I'm looking at my eyes.
I know, I'm a gentleman.
Right,
and
but I'm asking people to look at my
when
breasts.
When I look into your eyes, it's like a Barry Manilow song.
It is, right?
When I look into your eyes.
Oh, man, D.
I see you loving yourself.
Well, but look how old I am.
How old?
Really fucking old.
She's old.
I'm old. You know how long it took me to get there?
I know, but I'm, yeah. but here we are. It's as is.
As is.
We are in this moment. You like yourself better than you did last year. I could see it in your eyes. I could see it in your eyes. I'm the only one that hates myself. Every day that goes by, I hate myself more and more. I look myself in the mirror, and the lights just go out.
I think someone's outside just turning them out just to fuck with you.
The point,
well, you know it's
the
me.
Point is,
the point is,
the point that we know, we all know that applause is transitory, and the external love is never going to be suffice, if that's
sufficient.
Even
sufficient. Sufficient.
Okay, I'm okay.
Have another beer.
Okay, grammar, grammar bully.
She's. I was an English major.
She's
what
at her
they?
Second bottle of.
But I was an English major.
I could
I'm
say
sorry.
You can't use suffice in a sentence.
You can use it, but you have to use it correctly. Oh.
Well, that's asking a lot. Anyway, right. Okay. By the way, could I just say something?
That's what you've been doing.
You've been doing it right.
A few weeks ago, we had a private consultation on the podcast where we talked about Gene Hackman. We talked about Gene Hackman being an example of Hollywood that he's not particularly attractive, but he's very efficient as an actor. And it sounded like a diss, but I didn't mean to diss him.
Okay.
Okay?
Right, because you should never fucking diss Gene Hackman. Certainly
not dissing
in my presence.
I'm not dissing him.
No.
I'm just saying, he's right. Not the classical version.
You're not, he's not Paul Newman, you know. Like,
Robert Redford. Don
right.
Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Tracy.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Tracy, my apartment is a shrine to Don Johnson.
It kind of is very Miami Vice in here.
Well, I mean, not only that, but I have every Miami Vice. I mean, come on. I'm sorry. Look, I am not. Hello? What? She's laughing at the cover of the DVD, of the Blu-ray. You're an 80s child, aren't you?
Well, 70s to 80s, but yeah.
What's wrong with Don Johnson?
Honestly, nothing is wrong with Don Johnson, but the Barbara Streisand relationship was a bit much.
Well, listen, she found him attractive, and he went out with Barbara Streisand for a little while.
I gathered that from
him. Yeah, right. But Barbara Streisand also did Andre Agassi.
Exactly.
She did Don Johnson.
So why are you saying that? Like, he's white trash. He's not.
No. She just did. She did Hot Young Guns.
He did horrible movies, and he was good in every one of them.
Yes, he was. And didn't he have like a stupid 80s song?
Heartbeat. It wasn't his fault. Anyway. It's not. It's not as bad as David Hasselhoff.
Oh, and didn't wait. Somebody else had didn't. Eddie Murphy have a song? Party All the Time. Oh my God, the 80s were so bad musically.
Don Johnson was, and as I rewatch Miami Vice episodes, the depth that he has, especially against Philip Michael Thomas.
But anyway, they clearly wrote for the better actor, all right? Knew what they had.
I have a very soft... You know how you have a soft spot for things? I don't want drive around blasting Miami Vice music
in
the car, you know? But it's my guilty pleasure.
To be fair, Miami Vice music is the soundtrack of the 80s. It's pop music.
Absolutely is. You're exactly right. It is, yes.
But it was an amazing show because they used a lot of deep songs, not just the hits.
And not for nothing. Do you know how many times Miami Vice was mentioned on the greatest sitcom of all time, The Golden Girls?
Oh, is that really the greatest sitcoms of all time?
Yes, and I fucking dare anybody to tell me it was not.
Okay.
It was not.
Nobody in our podcast is going to know who the Golden Girls are.
Shut the fuck up. There is something wrong with every one of you that doesn't know about the Golden Girls.
Golden Girls was a sitcom in the 80s. It was about, you know,
from 1985 to 1992.
Okay.
From four women living in Miami. Go on.
Senior citizens. Senior citizens,
they were in their 50s, well, which is what you and I are.
Yeah.
Hey,
Brian, we can edit that out.
No, we won't.
We've
kept Danny's age a mystery throughout the entire show.
It
started out with him being like 39.
It doesn't matter. We're all going to die soon.
We're all going to die soon, absolutely.
Here's one thing I'll say against the Golden Girls. It's not really against it, per se.
Go on.
But the show that preceded it by Susan Harris was funnier, which was Soap.
Soap was the greatest fucking show ever. We agree. I'm about to be invisible.
Yes.
So you were 100% correct.
Compared to that, Golden Girls is not as
Golden Girl. Nothing is as good as Soap was.
Okay,
and if
you
listeners don't know the series Soap,
nobody knows, because that's from the 70s. Nobody knows.
Okay. By the way, during this podcast, my mother is calling
me. Oh no!
Look,
should we put her on the air? Should we put her on the air?
No, we're not putting her on the air. Okay. I just want you all to see my mother is calling.
Does that happen a lot?
It doesn't happen a lot, but since... So I went on vacation. I was gone for like 12 days, and I just got back last Saturday, and today's Thursday. I still haven't called her. And the reason I haven't called her is because the bitch fucking broke her foot right before I left. Right, like literally 5 days before I left, she breaks her fucking foot. So I go with her to the doctor, who basically tells her, the only way for this to heal is for you to stay off of your foot.
Right.
Period.
Right.
There's no miracle drug. There's no miracle surgery. There's no miracle cure. Stay off your foot.
Right.
Well, the bitch has got to say, can't you give me this? Can't you give me that? I ordered her a rolling scooter. I ordered her some other bullshit she wanted. I ordered her all these things to help her stay off of her foot.
Right.
Had them delivered to her house.
Right.
She gets them, like all of them. And we only needed the first one, but she had to have the other two. She gets the other two. Oh, these are not good. I can't really walk on these. Can you return them? I had to fucking return them.
Does she live by herself?
Yes, in a 55 and over community.
So she's over 55?
She's over 55.
I'm just clarifying, right?
Clarifying.
My math isn't so good.
So I love my mother, but if
I
picked up
too.
That phone right now, there right. would have been a murder-suicide going on.
Right.
I love that woman.
Right.
Probably would have been pretty beneficial to the show, though. I mean,
it might have been.
A murder-suicide? The first time Hurricane Tracy's here?
We could use some good promotion.
It could be like... Murders in the building.
Only murders in the building.
Right.
So here's the deal. My mother had me very young. So my mother is only... How the fuck old am I? My mother is only...
We're not
revealing it. My mother is only... How the fuck old is she?
Is she younger than 90?
Yeah. She's only mid-70s.
Okay.
My mom had...
Where does she live? What's her address?
Oh, she lives in Monroe.
New
Jersey.
All the old people live in Jersey.
Silverberg lives.
Yes.
Monroe, New Jersey, listeners,
maybe she should date. Is she looking for a guy to date?
No, Ryan. No.
Jay Silverberg is a comedian.
Okay.
He's horrible. He's not very funny, but he's always opening up the Catch a Rising Star here.
No,
he's
here in New Brunswick? Okay.
So, yeah. No, in Princeton.
Oh, in Princeton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I befriended him. He's not horrible. He's a self-effacing, neurotic Jew. And he's, he's very, I go to these meetup groups to meet women and stuff. And he's
does it work?
He's always there.
He's always there,
so
okay.
I always end up talking to Jay Silverberg.
Okay.
And I think now, and I know that he lives in Monroe, he's lonely.
I have a feeling my mother would eat him for breakfast.
Good. Maybe he would like it.
My mother is a funny but difficult woman.
Does she like neurotic Jewish guys?
My mother is a neurotic Jewish guy.
Okay.
So my mother is, let's say, 4'11". She might even be 4'10" at this point. She keeps shrinking.
She's really short.
And
you're not.
I got my father. Right.
You're like 6'10".
I'm like huge. I'm a fucking Amazon. So my mother's like 4'10", 4'11", maybe 80 pounds, 85 pounds.
Right.
A ball of fire. The bitch has been smoking since 1902.
Really? She hasn't quit?
She has not quit. Now, to be fair, she has tried. And she really has.
Right. We're doing a show here.
Right.
We don't need the water.
At least he's washing. So Ryan just went to the bathroom, but at least he's washing his hands.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. But we really, I mean.
I didn't think the sound would travel.
Well,
it
probably.
Also,
it's as is. We've done worse things on the show.
Right. So
it
Ryan
travels
didn't,
to England.
Yeah. But you know what? It probably didn't travel. It probably didn't travel. Danny probably just made a big fucking deal out of it.
Well, I like to make things out of nothing. That's how we had done 100 episodes.
I love that.
But why is your mother so short? Did she eat something bad?
No. No. So seriously, like the whole family.
She's always been short.
She was always like 5 feet tall. But they're not kidding. Like, you fucking shrink with age. Like, I went with her to the doctor for whatever. She measured at 4'11". I'm like, 4'11", she was always 5 feet tall.
Wow. Right? She's like Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Seriously, right? But with... That?
She's, a German Dr. sex Ruth. Therapist. When I was in a mental hospital, not to digress, I was, 17, 18. That's when my Miami Vice premiered.
I remember that.
And there used to be a radio show called Sexually Speaking.
With Dr. Ruth.
And she was this 90-year-old, even then, she was 90.
She's 150 now.
And she had a show about sex, and she always said, "We have no data about this information, but we talk about anal and cleanliness," and she was very explicit.
She was, and you know she's still alive. I just saw something recently. Yeah. She's still alive in some fucking nursing home somewhere.
Yeah.
But Dr. Ruth was the only one that would fucking talk about actual sex.
Yes. You should always use a condom.
Yes, she was. Use a condom. A condom will prevent sexual diseases.
Yes.
And pregnancy.
Yeah.
See, there was another old lady, like the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
My sister and I used to watch her show.
Oh, on cable.
Sue Johansson.
On cable.
It was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, she was ugly as fuck. Yeah. It's always these sex therapists that nobody wants to touch. That's why they know so much.
Yes!
It's all the theory.
It's all, right, because it's
who would have sex with Dr. Ruth Westheimer?
Somebody will.
Is it those who can't do...
Right?
But can you imagine being in a mental hospital, and we're all lying down under, in our... mental hospital beds, listening to Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
As
it was very surreal.
As one does.
Very surreal. But anyway.
Very surreal.
I like to bring up the mental hospital once an episode.
It's
common.
Because I'm the only one. Am I the only one here amongst us that has been to mental hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably not the only one who needs it, but...
Right. You're not the only one who needs it.
No. You're high-functioning fuck-ups.
But you're not the only one that's ever had mental health issues, and I've been...
No, Tracy, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. You're a fucking picture of health.
I am kind of fucking fabulous. I have been to mental health counseling.
You?
I truly have.
I would love to hear you. Did you have a woman therapist or a male therapist?
The first time I had a male therapist. The second time I had a woman therapist.
You should see a woman therapist.
Why do you think that is?
That could be tricky.
I think
I've been to a couple.
Would you rather see a woman therapist or a male therapist?
It's tough to say.
I think Tracy needs to see a woman therapist because if it's a guy, she has daddy issues. So,
it's totally true.
I look in her eyes, I just see daddy issues.
Totally fucking daddy issues.
You remember the one I saw a few years ago when I was in graduate school?
Yeah.
The she was kind of
attractive.
Young. She was young, and I kind of,
yeah.
Yeah. Did you have sex with her?
No, I wish. Okay.
You wish.
I kind of portrayed myself as a little bit more sane than I should have, just to try to impress her.
So you were trying to impress her.
Totally, totally authentic. And,
yeah, because she was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. You need somebody you're not attracted to.
You need a smart therapist that's ugly.
Well, see, at the same time, I've had another one that I was definitely not attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I... still kind of... Here's the thing. I would have a session, and I'd be okay. Right. I would... In that frame of... It's like my mind turns on. It's like, all right, you're in a position now where you can totally fuck up and get committed if you say the wrong thing. So you're going to act really good and citizen...
But can they, though? It's confidential information. Like, unless you're
Sure, like, if you say something that makes you appear like a threat to yourself or others...
To a threat to yourself or others, exactly.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There's definitely times when I could say something that would...
Right. I would love to give both of you... In fact, they're still open. We could go to Carrier right now. I could give you a tour. I would love to give you a tour.
There were many, many times a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. We were all struggling during COVID, but I had a lot of health issues during it. Long fucking story. And I live very close to Carrier Clinic.
Yes.
And there were many times that I was like, if I drive over to Carrier Clinic right now and just... walk in there and go, please fucking commit me. I can't take life anymore.
Yeah.
I was close to doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great. I
recommend it highly. Especially if you watch Miami Vice and you listen to Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Right?
No, we go by our theater, SVP.
Yes, SVP, yeah.
This is a unifying theater for all three of us losers. and you go by Carrier.
Yeah.
And I remember like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, being outside. After a week, you're allowed to go on the grounds.
Oh, really?
The first week, you're completely
contained.
You're
totally confined. Okay.
Because they think you're suicidal.
You're suicidal, right.
So after a week, if you really are good, you get to walk around the premises like a lunatic. So for nice. And I was smoking cigarettes then. I was smoking at 4 o'clock, and I remember thinking, I have a whole hour to be alone here with this rock.
Right.
I have no prospects. I have no cell phone. You take away your cell phone.
Right.
So I was like, I have nothing to live for. All I have to live for is this cigarette.
This fucking
right now.
Cigarette.
When the cigarette is done, I have nothing. And that's how bad that was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So any day that I'm not committed is a good day.
It's a good day. Yeah.
And it's funny that when we go to SVP, which is another form of a mental hospital.
Yes, 100%.
You know, by the way, I know you don't like to come to plays. But are you not coming to my play?
I don't know.
I mean,
I should go because I know you.
You know me.
I know it's the a director. Good show. I'm a very good friend with the director's daughter or whatever.
Ryan is going tomorrow.
Are you in it?
He's not in it.
Oh, you're not in it.
He's not in it. No, you know me.
I know you and I know the director. I should come to your play. So this is the thing.
I know I don't want to. I mean, it's not like we're being recorded or anything. You know? But I just know that you don't like to, you know, go out of your way.
No, this is the thing. It's not that I don't like to go out of my way.
And I certainly won't think any less of you as a woman or a person.
Everybody thinks less of me. You couldn't. Everybody thinks less of me.
No. People respect you. I don't know why. But
I don't know why either. I really think I'm just a bitch. I don't know why people like that. I'm kind of a train wreck.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
So, I honestly, last weekend, I was away. I was still in Switzerland. I went on vacation to Switzerland.
I'm not asking you to come last weekend. All right.
So now this weekend, no, but this weekend, what the fuck?
I'm not asking to time travel.
Right? I would love that though. This weekend, I know I have
no,
shit.
No, you don't. You have shit. You don't you have a hot day tomorrow?
No. What do I have? I have somebody's
nothing.
65th birthday party.
You have
60th birthday party.
Tomorrow?
Either tomorrow or Saturday.
You know, there's such a thing as a calendar.
I have to look that up. Then I have tickets to a play at the George Street Playhouse in New Brunswick. If anybody's listening, the George Street Playhouse in New Brunswick is great.
What?
And it's a play version
of
The Pianist.
Oh, God.
So it's
the Holocaust?
Yes.
Well, this shouldn't be any musicals about the Holocaust.
No, it's not a musical. It's just a play.
Okay, sorry.
But I mean, it got great reviews.
Of course,
it's
every
timely,
Holocaust
right?
play gets great reviews.
Right? But that's Sunday with my gay husband.
Okay. So tomorrow night you're free?
I think so. I might be.
He's going tomorrow night.
Are you going tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just get it over with.
Should I go tomorrow night,
yes.
people?
Yeah, of course.
Should I go with Ryan? I don't know if I'm free tomorrow.
Well,
what is fucking tomorrow?
Listen,
I don't know.
Okay, listen. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I frankly don't.
Look how he put me on the spot.
No.
You know
no.
what's funny, everybody?
I came to see
every
the last,
time,
last play I saw twice.
He came to see my last play twice, and it was such a piece of shit.
It was
you know
bad.
What's funny, everybody?
It
was kind of bad. What's funny is that every time I think about that we're talking to you guys, I'm literally looking at the phone.
Right.
And there's really no fucking reason
you
to be doing
have,
that.
You actually don't have to be that close.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I'm literally like on the phone.
You're
like,
an amateur.
I'm an amateur.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like, totally okay.
You don't. This thing is just an extension of us. No, it's almost at the point when Ryan comes over, I'm like, don't talk.
So we did
an experiment once when I said, let's just tape ourselves as soon as you walk in the door. Like there was not even like,
right.
You know,
I got to take a piss.
Yeah,
I got to blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah,
I love
that
idea.
No, it's fine.
Oh,
it's
genius.
Fine. So
all right, we only have a few minutes left. What are your next topics?
Well, we have a lot of time left. We could also do a part two. So we have
right.
all the time
have
in
to
the world.
Splice them together.
Oh.
No, we don't. We could start a new one.
Well, we and
oh.
unless we decide to do this like a special like two.
No, I think we should do two separate hours.
Two separate hours.
Yeah, because then it's too much work. To
it's
kind
of like one of those things. I was thinking about this. You know.
Yeah.
A musical.
A musical.
You know, it's like those. You have those long pieces where it's like it's one either one long piece that's divided into like multiple movements within the one piece.
Right.
Okay.
Or it's like it's a suite.
Yeah.
And all the tracks are divided.
Are you comparing us to Mozart and Beethoven at this moment?
No, it's just something I was thinking about yesterday. Like, I wonder what makes the musicians do either the longer piece or divide into.
Well, that's an easy question to answer. When you have a hurricane enter your apartment. You can't just do one episode.
Right? When the hurricane knocks off your fire extinguisher. Whether
it's a suite or a Rhapsody or Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bismillah, no, we're not let you go. Let it go!
I mean, it's true. Right. We end this one.
Yeah, this is called...
And then it goes out to the world.
This is called Hurricane Tracy Part 1. And then we do Hurricane Tracy Part 2.
I love that!
I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. I mean, and you don't have to be called a hurricane if you don't want to.
I kind of fucking am, though. Let's face it.
Well, what... I mean, here's the thing. Is this a persona? Is this the real you?
No shit, this is me. There is no subtext, people. Okay, well, I have no subtext.
I have a question.
He's got his hand up.
Mr. Cicada.
Yes, I call on Danny. Mr. Danny, go ahead with your question.
There's only three people, and I don't know why it's so hard to talk around here.
Okay. Question?
All right, so we all have personas. Okay, I have my Jewish identity and also my actor identity and also my neurotic. I have a lot of identities. So you, for example, you have a job. You have a sort of high-respected, well-paying whatever you do.
I'm in a very high position at a pharma company, so there you're exactly right.
Okay.
It is a very big...
So my question is...
Professional persona.
So do you have to curb yourself, as in curb your enthusiasm, as in do you have to curb your
grit? Absolutely.
You do?
So...
How do you do that?
Well, this is the thing. So I have a... nice position at a pharmaceutical company. I've been in the pharmaceuticals industry for 150 years.
Right.
Since they first started, actually.
I'm sorry?
Since they first started, right?
Yeah, seriously. Since the pharma industry began.
Since medication became.
Since
humans have been alive.
Right. You were the first person to actually help give birth.
Right? So this is the thing. So I have a position, a real job, a real company.
You go to an office.
I go to an office. It is a very specific... I'm also in a kind of legal department sort of thing. Like, what I do for the company is very highly regulated by the federal government. And I'm also involved in global legislation. So, long story longer.
Right.
My work persona, my day persona is very, very different.
I knew it. Because you're an actress.
Right? Which is why... I like doing the theater on the side because my day job is so regulated.
Right.
And is so specific. I'm under immense pressure with federal, U.S. federal legislation, global, like right now I'm involved in something which I won't bore you with the Chinese government.
So is the Chinese government.
Right? So because my job is so highly regulated and I have such a different work persona,
right.
That is why, A, I drink like the fucking alcoholic I am.
Right.
Right? And B, why I do theater.
But
because
don't you
that's
think you
where creativity belongs. Like
I know Traister, but listen.
Traister.
But don't you think you would have done theater regardless?
No.
Really?
No. Well, okay, let's take that back. So just so you understand, when I was 18, I quit college.
Right.
Because I got into acting school in New York City.
Yay.
And I'm 18, living in the city on the Upper West Side, waiting tables at a greasy fucking diner in Harlem.
Right.
While I'm taking acting classes, thinking I'm going to be on Broadway tomorrow.
Right.
And then learn from all of my acting teachers how incredibly talented I was.
Yeah.
And how fat and ugly I was.
Mm.
I'm not kidding. They are brutal with you.
Right.
That,
why are you pointing
purpose,
at me?
I'm just asking because you're in my line of sight. They're brutal with you.
Right, right, right. Now, were you 20, 30 over or were you more? Just saying.
Like 30.
You were 30, yeah. Which is not that bad.
Not bad, but consider it. But, and this is the, and every one of my teachers said the same thing. You are exceptionally talented.
Right.
Looks wise, you are extremely average. And this was their thing, though. They were very clear.
God.
Their thing was...
I can't believe you haven't killed yourself.
Siri, I'm not kidding, right? Why do you think I bought... I used to buy drugs from the guy in the 72nd Street subway station. But this was their thing. You are talented, but unattractive and fat and blah, blah, blah. So their thing was, what are you going to do to distinguish yourself? They never said you have no opportunities.
Right.
They said you're extremely talented.
Right.
But you're limited.
Right.
So their question to me was,
what are you going to do
to distinguish yourself?
And you said,
and my comment was, smoke pot, smoke cigarettes, and jump off the top of my building. I had no idea. I lived at the Beacon Hotel, which is a residential hotel right next to the Beacon Theater.
Right.
73rd and Broadway.
Oh, I love, that's where John Lennon was murdered.
It was across Central Park West, but very close.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on like the 20th floor of a 25-story building, and I was like, basically, I'll just jump off the fucking building. I didn't know what to do. I had no understanding.
That would have been cool if you killed yourself at the same place that John Lennon got murdered.
The Dakota was literally a couple blocks.
I was just there a few weeks ago. I'm fascinated with that.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered
porn? Because you know, because that would have been a good, you know, because
you know what I've considered, and I'm not even kidding you, being a porn producer.
Oh wow!
Because nobody wants to have sex with me, but I would have no problem, like
producing the porn. Right.
The boys and the girls know what they're doing. People have, as long as the girls felt safe and whatever.
Yeah, but nowadays you could just go on YouPorn and you know. Like,
well, that's the problem.
Right.
With YouTube and you this and you that,
there's nothing special anymore. I used to have a VHS of porn that was just very sacred to my heart. And I used to, you know, put it, you know, to put it into the VCR.
You want to literally put the tape in the VCR.
Rewind it.
Yes.
And that's...
And then make sure that you didn't leave it in there for your mother to find or something.
Right.
Yeah, and then God forbid it overheated in the Betamax or the VHS. Yeah. I'm so old I had a Betamax to start.
Do you have a Betamax?
You're younger than me.
I'm in the same
started with a Betamax, then we had the VHS.
Right.
I just learned about a year ago how to work my DVR. I had no idea I had it.
You had no idea you had a DVR?
I had no idea I had it.
Wow.
I can tape all this now.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
You can watch All My Children the way Todd does. By the way, our mutual friend Todd watches All My Children every day.
No, it's a general hospital. All My Children has been off the air for years. While drinking his Shirley Temples.
How does a full-grown man teach Spanish to underprivileged children, or whatever the fuck he does, and then he comes home at the end of a hard-working day, and he says, I'm going to spend an hour with... I've tried to watch it, because I used to watch it. Sorry.
Depends on the tone of the show. Compared to the rest of it
is retarded. It's soap opera.
Maybe retarded is what he needs.
Right. Well, but this is the thing. So, like, in the 80s... So, you guys are younger than me. Maybe you are, too. So in 1980, 1981, Luke and Laura's wedding was the biggest fucking thing on the planet.
Right.
And then in 83 or 84,
right,
my goddess, Elizabeth Taylor, guest starred on General fucking Hospital.
Why? Why'd you do that?
Because she was married to John Warner at that point. It was before she got really fat. And she had, like, no life or whatever.
Okay.
So she was like, let me fucking do something.
That was 84. Was she good on the show?
She was Helena Cassidyne. She was fucking brilliant. I'm snapping even though you guys can't
see it.
Was
she better than Rick Springfield in 1986?
No. Well, because Jesse's girl, he was Dr. Noah Drake.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes. I know.
Dr. Noah Drake. And he was with Nurse Jackie and that actress.
Right.
Jackie Zimmerman, whatever the fuck her name is. She just died, literally, like a couple months ago.
That's a great story, Tracy. And you know what? She just died.
And the best part is, she just died.
Yeah, but Rick Springfield's still alive.
I saw him
with the Hooters.
I saw him on Broadway when they were doing the stunt casting in Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Was he good?
He was terrible.
Oh.
He forgot the fucking words to Spanish Harlem.
Oh.
So then I went back a couple months later when Gladys Knight was in it. And Gladys Knight did not fucking forget the words to Spanish Harlem.
I like Rick Springfield.
I love Rick Springfield. But you don't forget the words to There Was a Rose in Spanish Harlem.
Maybe you saw him in a bad night. Now listen, he's 74 years old. He took his shirt off during Jesse's Girl. And not, you know, and I'm not gay, but there's nothing wrong with that. But he's in very good shape. And he's got a new record out, 20 songs, and they're all pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah, well, three of them.
20 songs?
It's 20 songs.
Oh, shit.
And well, what's interesting is, since your podcast started talking about music...
Yes.
I'm curious about your musical opinion of this.
Yes.
How do you decide that those songs are good?
If they're pleasing to my Jewish ears. No, you could tell a good song if it's not a good song.
Well, what if they're
a
just...
A good song you listen to multiple times, you get something new each time you listen to it.
Give me an example. Pick one. Give me an example of
a good song.
Yeah, that you hear something new every time.
Probably songs that you don't know. Probably songs that you don't know.
Do it.
Because you don't know anything.
Give me one.
Well, Rick Springfield, the new record, Exit Wound. You don't know it.
No, give me a real song.
Okay, let me think of a Jackson Browne songs. Okay. I get new stuff because he's very, his words. I mean, some people, Michael McDermott. You don't know Michael McDermott.
No, I really don't.
He's great. I mean, I just know shit that you don't know. Okay, I don't, listen, if I hear Hey Jude, I'm not going to hear something new with Hey Jude, okay? Because I fucking heard it like 100 million fucking times in my life, okay?
He's so pissed off at me.
I'm not pissed off.
Are we
oh, there we go.
No,
we're going to red.
We're going to red.
Okay, wait. I have more to say. Wait.